Focus. Ideate. Innovate. Enable. DBS Bank and Money Control present Small Business to Smart Business.
Hello and a very warm welcome to another episode of From Small Business to Smart Business, Money Control's podcast series brought to you by DBS Bank. We today are talking about the wonders of technology. Why has this sector that is so crucial to the economy, that is the backbone of the Indian economy, so resistant to adopting technology? We have with us Mr. Tejas Goenka joining us from Tally Solutions, Mr. Amit Saluja, Senior Director, NASSCOM, and Mr. Sudarshan Chari, Executive Director and Head of DBS Bank. Thank you very much. Let me begin with you, Sudarshan. How are banks looking at the lending aspect? Because whenever you do speak to an MSME, and one of the big constraints that they always cite when it comes to adopting anything new is access to capital. So are you offering any incentives to your MSME clients to encourage them to move to, you know, better technology, to smarter tech solutions?
Yeah, thanks. So in DBS, what we do is that firstly, you know, we ourselves as a bank embrace digital possibly like no one else does. So we are quite digital in our approach, and we also encourage digital transformation, digital adoption across the board, and MSME is no exception. As far as, you know, MSMEs are concerned, we kind of help them in a way to kind of digitize their financial goals or financial requirements, so to say. We enable it for them. We kind of make debt capital available in a digital way. We get the entire banking digital for them. And that, you know, we believe is a very important step towards their digital transformation. The second bit that we do is that, you know, digital enablements leading to sustainability is something we try and kind of push, and we try and put some incentive on the table for the MSMEs to embrace and adopt. So those are the two things that we do. Historically, what we've done is that we've kind of taken digital first approach to MSMEs, both in Singapore and in India. And we launched some of the market leading offerings to MSMEs, which were all centered and moving around the digital process, really. So for example, our partnership with Tally, when we kind of got in an end-to-end payment solution done, that time we were the first to do it, and it was targeted towards MSME. Likewise, you know, when we launched our digital loans, which was also targeted to the micro and the small, that was also an end-to-end digital solution. All of it would mean drive adoption on the ground and eventually get the transformation going for the SMEs.
Wonderful. We'll come back to you for more on that. Let me bring in Amit. Amit, in your experience, when you work with MSMEs who are your members of NASSCOM, what are the key concerns that they voice? You know, what is holding them back? Because greater tech adoption will only lead to greater efficiencies. But we do see that there is a bit of hesitation, a bit of reluctance for MSMEs to upgrade to another tech or another way of doing things.
Yeah, Shweta. So I think you touched on a very important point. There's still a kind of a resistance. And while Sudarshan said a lot of things about banking, I think it is leading by digital. But when it comes to the lot of other sector, I think we still have a challenge. And especially like when we interact with SMEs and work with them, the challenges that they are facing is, so I'll say in three ways. So one is basically awareness, the understanding of the SMEs on the awareness of the technology and how those technology can really give benefits for their productivity or efficiency improvements, that still is low. So MSMEs, they don't have IT people within their organization. So that's the gap which basically limits the overall awareness level that they have. The next thing that comes up is more from the finance point of view, which I will say affordability. So MSMEs are not able to reach out to the, say, to the consulting organization or maybe to the tech solution providers at a large companies because the finances are still gets limited. So MSMEs lacks the skill, and for them to get the skills externally also through consultant also becomes a challenge again from the affordability point of view. So I think that's the second challenge that the industry had faced. The third one I will say is the accessibility. So for the MSMEs to know who are the right tech solution providers who can help them, that's the other bit of it. Because like there are actually a large number of deep tech startups which are there in the country who has the right solutions for these MSMEs, but then the user industries, basically they are not able to reach out to them because there were not enough platforms earlier were available. So that's basically the, I'll say, the challenges that SMEs face. So for them, basically, they are looking for help on where to start, how to start, who can help, what kind of an infrastructure I need. So all those questions that keeps coming with them, and that's where they are struggling. But I'll not say the situation is extremely bad because of at least in the last 1 year, since we have been engaging with a lot of those SMEs, there are many SMEs we have also seen are coming forward now and showing the interest. So there is a silver lining. MSMEs are showing the interest, but then they need help on the adoption side.
Okay, so one would have hoped that the pandemic would have changed some of that, you know, some of the reluctance, some of the hesitation, because at that time we were forced to adopt tech solutions. Let me go across to Tejas. Tejas, the clients that you work with, typically, you know, what is their ask and what's been your experience in working with MSMEs?
So our experience has been, we've been around for about 3.5 decades. And one of the things, Shweta, that we found is that MSMEs are actually very, very enthusiastic and willing to try something new. I would second some of the points that Amit made as well, that I think the big thing that we're missing as an industry is providing accessibility and awareness to business owners. So there's a lot of products out there, there are a lot of products that need to get the MSME fit right. But once the product is right, we've seen that MSMEs are very, very enthusiastic to adopt it. And over the last, I would say, 3 years, especially post-pandemic, MSMEs have themselves gone out and sought what can I do more to run my business, maintain my business, make sure that money is coming in, make sure that I'm being able to potentially market to a new segment, figure out how to run my business when my employees have gone back to hometowns, things like that. So I think the we've always seen an enthusiasm and energy from the MSME segment. We've seen certainly lack of accessibility, where to buy, what to buy, things like that, which is the responsibility of manufacturers like us. And the third thing is we've seen over the last 3 years an incredibly proactive reach from them to learn. So that's been our experience for them.
Okay. Sudarshan, you know, one clear threat that emerges is the lack of accessibility. What have you done? What has the bank done in terms of your outreach to tell MSMEs that, okay, you know, these are the solutions that you can tap into. These are the kind of financing options that are available. Anything different that you all are doing?
So accessibility, you know, is an issue. And what we have done is that we kind of try and lead by example in the sense that we kind of show them what is possible through our offerings and, you know, we through our partner network. And we also, you know, do a lot of partnerships to kind of enable technology adoption for the SMEs. So I'll give you an example. So we have a partnership with a company called India Filings, which basically does enablement of setting up companies, incorporations. And they are all centered around SME. What we have done is that we have done a digital plug with them, and we while the companies are getting set up, we get them onboarded with us for the banking, for their banking needs. So that is the way we kind of, you know, show them the way that at every aspect of their business where as there is potential to kind of take technology in and adopt it quickly.
All right, Amit, can I request you to come in here? You know, any specific examples that you'd like to cite? You know, any specific kinds of MSMEs that you feel are faster in terms of adoption to tech vis-a-vis maybe, you know, say the manufacturing sector? You know, any success stories that you'd like to talk about? Because there is a lot of innovation also that's coming from the space.
Yeah, absolutely. So, see, you already said it too. The COVID actually brought in a lot of positivity from the tech adoption point of view, and which is where I feel the manufacturing segment has definitely started taking the lead. And I fully agree with Tejas what he said, that the MSMEs are very enthusiastic right now, and which is what we have also felt in all our discussions with them. So the kind of a zeal that they're showing on the solution adoption, I think it has been great. And there are actually, I can talk about tons of examples where these manufacturers have adopted the technology. So first thing I'll say, the ERP side. There was a time at least a few years back when none of the SMEs, I mean, you could go and then you will find ERP there. But now there is a situation where I'll not say all, but at least 40 to 50% of the SMEs, at least at SMEs, at least if I discount micros, but at least on the SME, there will be a lot of companies who have adopted the ERP solution. I think Tally is there in most of the organization. Then I'm also seeing the interest which is coming in from them on how they can manage the operations remotely, correct? So this is something which was only talked about by the large enterprises till now, but even MSMEs post-COVID have realized that to kind of address the uncertainties that keeps on having. So that's where the remote operations is coming in, and that's where the AR and VR solutions are quite a bit that MSMEs are trying it out. And then I've seen some successful adoption of these solutions within the SME segment also. Then the other thing what I have noticed is the, like we keep saying, AI penetration, it is still picking up. And that's where I think SMEs have also started adopting the AI, especially on the process optimization part of it. Like they are using AI now to analyze the data, and then based on that, they are improving their processes. Then on some of the other solutions, if I have to talk about maybe on the asset tracking and management, right? So they have plenty of assets within the plant. Some are critical, some are non-critical, and then using the QR code, RFID. So I think those are the other technologies which have become very prominent within the MSME. So these success stories have started coming in. But I will still say the percentage of companies who have adopted these emerging technology solutions are still, I'll say, less. There's still some catching up to be done. But I think we have enough success stories available with us, which will motivate the other and rest of the MSMEs to look forward to adopt. So that's like my brief. But yeah, it's coming through.
Okay. Tejas, Any case studies that you can point out, you know, companies that have adopted Tally, what are the kind of efficiencies that have come in terms of cost saving, time saving, anything that, you know, you can tell us about?
Certainly, there are a variety of examples. We've got many customers that we meet, a few lakh customers every month almost, that we reach out to, that we engage with. So you've got examples from extremely small traders with, two people, three people running the store, all the way up to larger organizations with, 1,000, 2,000 employees, several hundred crores of turnover as well. If I take an example of a small trader, a few weeks ago, we had gone to a person who sells rice, pulses, stuff like that, and they've used Tally and grown with Tally over a period of time. I think the big things that they kind of start seeing is access to data to be able to make meaningful decisions. That's been really the biggest thing. And the moment you can start doing that, the involvement of the owner, very shortly they realize that the same decisions can be taken by somebody else and that they can focus on either new customers, better suppliers, more products, building the business into a larger business. But that business, in fact, has gone from about 2 crores when they started using the product to now almost touching about 45 crores in the last 6 or 7 years. So I think a lot to do with right information and a lot to do with the flexibility that the tool allows you to use it to run your business your way. And when you're growing so quickly and you're running at that scale, there's a lot of pressure that comes under from customers on payment terms or pressure from suppliers of certain items. And if the system isn't able to handle some of those things, the information will never be correct, you know. So that's on one angle. You take another angle of organizations that are much larger, echoing a point that Amit made about manufacturers. Tally has been kind of a core, I would say, accounting, inventory and compliance system for many of them. But many of them have started using customized modules built on our own language called TDL, where they customize the manufacturing process. And I think for them, the moment you start going through and automating the process, there's a lot of visibility on bottlenecks. Where am I getting stuck? What do I need to invest in more so that the throughput across stages becomes a lot higher? They're able to promise customers better, more accurate lead times, better product quality. It's not rushed in the last minute. So these are the advantages that larger companies can also have as they move on this journey of automation. I think the one caution that I would also probably add in is automation traditionally comes with a lot of expectation of rigidity. And I think the MSME's fundamental business functions on this aspect of flexibility. I need to function how my customers expect me to or how my suppliers expect me to. Many, many times it's under that pressure. And I think systems need to be able to respond appropriately. That's one of the tricks that we found that has worked in the segment, you know, over the last 3 or so decades.
Okay, let me go across to Sudarshan. You know, anything has two sides, right? Like even with technology, there are pitfalls. There are there are red flags that can emerge if the tech is not implemented properly. If proper safeguards are not put into place. Data is a big point of contention. So any kind of know-how that you know you all undertake when you're working with the MSME clients?
Suitability is something that we do check when we work with MSME customers. Given that we are a bank, there is also a lot of regulation that is coming through for data in terms of data consumption and data usage, what we use for underwriting, what we use for transactions. There is a method that needs to be followed, and we kind of follow that very strictly. And over time, what we have realized is that the MSMEs have gotten more aware. Some of them have gotten because they've had accidents, and some of them are gotten because, you know, there is word of mouth, there is information that is available now to kind of educate them, to kind of tell them what the flip side is. So that's what we do. So, you know, it is about a bit of education, a bit of compliance that we make them go through. And when we kind of reason out the compliance, there is a curve, learning curve that the MSMEs go through. And they start, you know, what we have noticed is that what they learn, they immediately kind of adopt and look at other situations where that can be adopted. And I'll give you an example. When we were doing credit for a small customer, not the micro or small customer, and we gave credit facility to the entity, some of the safeguards that we kind of put in place for data consumption, they kind of looked to implement that. Then they were taking a loan in their personal capacity. So that way, there is a learning, there is an adoption that is happening. But to your point, it's a very important aspect one needs to kind of think about. Because as right. more digitization kicks in, this will become more center than ever before.
Right. Okay, very quickly, before we wind up, I want to go to each one of you and ask you for the three big tech tips for MSMEs that you have. What are the three big tech solutions that MSMEs need to be looking at currently? Let me begin with you, Amit.
Yeah, so see, before even I get into the tips on what kind of solutions, I will say, I mean, I think the more important for them is to look at the approach. So how do you really look around what you really need to digitize? I think that's where the MSMEs are struggling and then need help. So my kind of request to them is, so right now what MSMEs work is in the mode of a continuous improvement. I think they will have to start thinking from continuous improvement to the transformation. Then only they will start be able to realize what kind of an more ways to use the technology that can really help. So that's, I think, one advice I will have for them. So start looking at what big changes can be done. So the Lean has, I think, helped these MSMEs a lot. Now, Lean basically helps in streamlining the process. And once the processes are streamlined, then these technology can come in and then further digitize. So that really could be the logical step for them. The other thing I will say is when you are kind of looking for the solutions, look for first setting up the digital infrastructure. So there has to be enough connectivity, intelligence has to be in place within the setup, because that's where one, because the all the digital technologies will need the data. So until we have the ways to collect the data, have connectivity in place, I don't think any solution will be able to help. So the first step has to be building connectivity. And second, post that, once we have the connectivity, then we should start thinking about what could be the, say, point blank solutions which could be deployed, which will address the immediate challenges. So doing quick proof of concepts would be very helpful, because once you kind of adopt a solution at a small level, that basically will give a confidence about whether it, what kind of an ROI the solution will bring in, and post that, then the scaling part of it can be done across the organization. So I think there has to be a step-by-step process which needs to be taken. And the kind of a solution I had basically highlighted earlier, but if I have to say about just the three things, I think first thing has to be more around the supply chain solutions, because the raw material cost has gone through the roof. There is a lot of uncertainties in place. So inventory needs to be managed. And that's where the supply chain solution becomes extremely critical. Second, I will say is the operation should become the paperless, because the MSMEs tend to kind of record all of their data points within the registers. And that, again, I'll say the data is the gold mine. And if it is in the register, then that doesn't help in any way, because after some time, these registers goes into the Almira and that get locked. Right? So that's where MSMEs are not able to use those data points. So my second solution would be the paperless operation. And the third, I will say, is the use of AI to optimize the processes and then quality detection solution. So that will be my third thing to say.
Okay, all right. Great. Tejas, your three big ideas for MSMEs?
I honestly don't have any tips, just two suggestions that I would very strongly make. I think the first one is, enthusiasm is always an incredible thing. Please remain enthusiastic and try new things. I think that's a very, very important thing in growing your business in general. I think the second thing is that for MSMEs, finding the right fit, philosophical fit for a solution matters a lot. And I would stress on that, double down on that a little bit. MSMEs in general, in our experience, have been largely flexibility oriented, need flexibility in the solutions. And therefore should seek that and should proactively be firm about seeking that. I think that's another kind of key. This is across whichever solution you look at, across the points that Amit had made. And I think the third aspect I'd probably not necessarily advise MSMEs, but producers of technology for MSMEs. I think India is a vast and diverse country. There's an incredible opportunity that exists here. There are two things that I feel we can do a lot better off. I think the first is to create technologies. Amit was referring to some deep tech companies that have popped up in India and have existed over the last several years. We're proudly are one of the technology creators. I think going deeper down and creating technologies that matter to India will be very, very big. And I think the second is really invest in accessibility. I think there is a large market to reach out to, and reach is and awareness is a very big thing. I think there's a lot we can do on that front as well.
All right. Thanks for that, Sudarshan. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, there, since I'm coming last, there will be a bit of an overlap. But, you know, process automation, I think I will rank it as the number one item that SMEs should look at and use technology for process automation. What it does is that it makes them more efficient, more competitive, more productive in general. So that's my first tip. Second tip was AI, which kind of Amit touched upon. And AI process automation also leads you to AI and ML. That is something that the SME should look out for. There will be more usage and adoption on this front across the globe, and SMEs will not be an exception to this. The third bit is that technology for market access. I think they just kind of touched it. It makes you better competitive. The marketplaces enable SMEs to be more empowered, really. So technology for market access is the third tip that I want to leave on the table.
All right. Thank you so much. I think it was a very insightful conversation. We do hope that MSMEs do upgrade, in terms of just adopting more technology, but with adequate safeguards, because we've all seen that how adoption of tech can ease a lot of, can bring in a lot of ease of doing business. Of course, the initial switch is always a little challenging, but going forward, there are a lot of benefits that come out of tech adoption. Thanks so much. And it was great having all of you participate and share these insights. Thanks so much for watching.
Thanks, Radha. Thanks for having us.
It was a lovely discussion. Very interesting. Thank you.
DBS Bank and Money Control present Small Business to Smart Business. Focus. Ideate. Innovate. Enable.